With your permission, we'd like to learn. This is Sefer Vayikra, chapter 16, Parashat Achremot. This is the paragraph that we read on Yom Kippur. Of course, the simple explanation is because this paragraph is going to speak about what had to be done in Beit HaMikdash. So, of course, it's proper. But, on the other hand, this paragraph that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu what has to be done on Yom Kippur and Beit HaMikdash, that paragraph was written in the Torah, Parashat Achremot, that's the sentence, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe, Achremot, Shneim Naharim Mekorbanim Lefnei Hashem Vayamutu. The Torah tells us that after Nadav Avihu, the children of Aaron, they died, when they entered inside the Mishkan without permission, and sacrificed the spices, the ketoret, and after they died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe what is going to be done in Beit HaMikdash every Yom Kippur. So, the way the Torah is going to teach us in a minute, this is the Seder Avodah that we say in Musaf on Yom Kippur. It's a very important thing. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu those halachot after Nadav Avihu died. Moshe ben? Moshe Eliezer Meir?
Ben Abraham Yosef.
Ruach Adonai Tinishua Began Eden. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to write the procedure was going to be in Beit HaMikdash after Nadav Avihu died. So really what it means is they went without permission. It was not Yom Kippur. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. When they tried to sacrifice something, they died. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe and he says like this, Medaber Hashem and Moshe, this is Parashat Achremot, this is Sefer Vayikra, chapter 16. וידבר השם אל משה אחרי מות שניהם לעומק קרבתם לפני השם וימותו. Then Hashem spoke to Moshe. After they died, Hashem told Moshe, ויאמר השם משה, דבר אל אהרון אחיך, excuse me, ואל יבוא בכל עת אל הקודש מבית לפרוכת. Tell Aaron, he cannot just come inside. אל פני הכפורת אשר על אהרון ולא ימות, he should not enter the place where the Ark is, but the Aaron the Echal is, because if he's going to come, he's going to die. Ki ve'anan eraya la kaporet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm there on top of the kaporet. The kaporet was the cover of the Echal. Inside the Echal was the original luchot. Now it's the second luchot. Bezot yavon el HaKodesh. If Aaron wants to come, that's how he's going to come. He has to bring befar b'makar l'chatat, he has to bring a bull for a sacrifice to Chatat, Va'il Echad Olah, a sheep 13 months old, then he is allowed to come inside. And that's how he has to dress, K'tun Elbat Kodesh Elbash, he has to wear clothing from linen, Mechneseh Bad Yuhal Besaro, the robe and the pants of Avnet Bad Yachkor, he should have a belt, Mechneseh Bad Yitznov, he should have on his head, like a hat, he has to go to mikveh, then he should wear his clothing. He's going to take two goats, and one sheep 30 months old, for Olah. Then he has to take his bull and have a forgiveness for himself and his family. And then Torah continues this, what we call Seder Avodah, what really was done in Beit HaMikdash, 15 sacrifices, the Kohen HaGadol had to sacrifice himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur. No one else was allowed to do any job in Beit HaMikdash, even what's called Turmat HaDeshen, even to clean the altar, that was done every morning by the Kohanim, this also the Kohen Gadol had to do. He had to do from A to Z. He must have done everything in Beit HaMikdash, and this is what we were going to read with Hashem Yom Kippur. This is again what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe after Aaron's children died. This has nothing to do with this. I said, of course, they did enter, and some Chachamim didn't have an argument, a machloket, disagreement, if they went all the way inside. They didn't go all the way inside. But this has nothing to do, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us what to do on Yom Kippur, this has nothing to do because Aaron's children died. Says this is the halachot, what you do in Yom Kippur. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to tell to Moshe Rabbeinu those halachot after they died. Sound from it, that this is a brand new thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, our Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu learned everything while he was on the Hasinai. 120 days, he learned everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besides few things that he didn't learn or he forgot, here comes the Torah and tells you that the halachot of Yom Kippur, what to do in Beit HaMikdash, how to do in Beit HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe after they died. Sounds from it that he did not tell it to him in Shamayim. It's hard to believe, but maybe what it means here that he tells him to say it now to Am Yisrael, because he says, Daber el Aaron Achicha, he says, tell it to Aaron, even though he learned it. So maybe what it means, he really learned it. But again, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us something, that the whole thing of Yom Kippur has to do with the death of the children of Aaron. And the Zohar really says it. The Zohar says that when people listen to the Torah that is going to be read on Yom Kippur, the Torah says if people are crying while they read the Torah, Zohar promises long life and good life. And says it's something that you really should be concerned about, the death of the children of Aharon on Yom Kippur. And that's what the Torah says, that the whole halachot of Yom Kippur was told to Moshe, maybe to say to Aharon, after the death of the children of Aharon HaKohen. And the question is, what this has to do with anything? What it has to do? Because they died, and I have to cry. I have to cry because they read now the Torah about them. So every Yom Kippur, I should cry about it. Why should I cry about it? I have to cry about it. And the halachot of Yom Kippur, the way it says in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, there's a machlok in the Gemara, Masechet Shavuot, if somebody forgot to do teshuva, he forgot to do teshuva. So this is mitzvah before Yom Kippur, we say tachanun, what we call, ashamnu bagadnu, we confess, and then comes the Gemara and says, well, somebody forgot to do it. Today, you know, we have sidurim, machzorim, it's easy. But in the time of Gemara was no text, that everybody had a text. Usually the Chazan had a text, and the people followed the Chazan. This is why we have Chazara of Shemon Esrei, because usually the Chazan used to say it loud, and everybody heard, and even if they didn't hear, they just say Amen, like it was in Egypt. There was hundreds of thousands of people in the Bet Knesset, and it just, you know, they just saw a sign, the Chazan ends the paragraph, and they said Amen. This was enough on Yom Kippur. But not on Yom Kippur, on a daily basis. But the idea that Yom Kippur is all about is Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the tefillah, and in the tefillah we have the confession. Somebody doesn't have this tefillah. He doesn't have the confession, doesn't have the tefillah. He forgot all about to confess in Yom Kippur. Doesn't say the Tachanun, doesn't say Ashamnu, even though Amin Hag used to say it 10 times, the Tachanun. And the Gemara says that a person has to do Mecha before he's going to eat the last meal before the fast. It's very, very strange. But the Gemara says in the Mecha that we pray, that we done before Yom Kippur, we have a confession. So you must do it before you eat the last meal. Says the Gemara, why? Says the Gemara, you know he might choke. Says if a person would eat first, and then he's going to go do milcha, and he says maybe, chas v'shalom, in the middle of the meal, he'll choke on the food. He'll choke and will die, and will not have the chance to confess. So therefore, says the Gemara, this halacha in Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam, a person first, this coming Friday, first do milcha, and after milcha, you eat the last meal. It's very strange. Since when we think that somebody might choke on the food? Unheard. And I don't know in history how many people died from choking on food. Choking on food? He said, somebody's going to eat before Yom Kippur, is going to choke on the food. Besides, it's Yom Kippur coming up. I says, why is he going to choke on the food? I says, no, he should do milcha, because if he's not going to do milcha before the food, before the meal, he will never have a chance to do milcha, and he will die without confession. I'm Chachamim and say, that's hard to do. You have to do milcha, you have to pray milcha before the last meal. Very strange. I says, so comes the Gemara and says, okay, what about if somebody forgot to confess altogether? He forgot to confess. There's one opinion in the Gemara that Yom Kippur by itself, the day of Yom Kippur, is so big the day that the day waives all the sins of a person. That's how great it is. There's no confession, even though there's a mitzvah to confess, even though that we're going to eat the meal after the milcha, because I'm afraid that I will never have the chance to confess. So one opinion of the Gemara, if he didn't confess, it doesn't matter. Hashem waives all his sins. You see, it's a very important day. So the day itself does a job. It's very strange. A person did not confess. Again, not chas v'shalom, is he going to do a sin? But you know, he's not confessing. He doesn't say anything to him. He regrets. Doesn't say anything. Well, of course, he will not do anything else. But to confess, forgot to confess. The Mishnah in Masechet Tanit also tells us you should know that Yom Kippur is a very important day and very happy day. As it's been, the girls used to go to the vineyards, the boys used to come and to get engaged in Yom Kippur. You see, Yom Kippur is a very, very special day for the Gemara says this is one of the two best days of the year that Am Yisrael have is Yom Kippur. The idea of Yom Kippur by itself comes to Gemara and says, you know, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us the second set of the Luchot after Moshe broke the first one. And Hashem gave us the second set of the Luchot. So again, simple explanation, of course, it's a very important day that Baruch Hashem granted us with the second set of the Luchot. It's an important day, it's a happy day. We lost the first one, and here comes the second one. But it sounds from the Gemara, this is a much more powerful than that, just because we got the second set of the Luchot. So comes the Ari and says the following. We read Le Shabbat, the Haftarah from Sefer Hoshea. It's called Shabbat Shuvah. And Hoshea Navi says, Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, says, do to Shuvah. Says the Gemara, what is this Hoshea that says, come back to Hashem? Says the Gemara, you know, Reuven did Teshuvah. And because Reuven did Teshuvah, of course, we refer to the time, the simple explanation, the time that after Reuven changed the bed, took the bed of Yaakov from Bila's tent, put it in Leah's tent, and then a simple explanation is that constantly, says the Gemara, Reuven did Teshuvah, he was wearing sack, and we having doing Ta'anit, didn't eat anything. And it says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Reuven, you know, since you started with the concept of Teshuvah, your great-grandson, his name was Hoshea ben Be'er HaNavi, in the time of first Beit HaMikdash, he will have a paragraph, that the paragraph is going to read, do Teshuvah. Of course, all the Chachamim ask, first of all, it's known, the Gemara says, that Reuven is not so-called the first one did Teshuvah. Adam HaRishon, says the Gemara, did Teshuvah 130 years after he ate from the tree. Kind did Teshuvah after he killed Hebel. And also, it says in the Torah by itself, it says in the Torah, Parshat Nitzavim, B'shavta Hashem Elokecha, the Torah says that people will do teshuva. So the concept of teshuva, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do teshuva, to regret, is a concept that was known, and Hashem writes in the Torah, and according to some Chachamim, this is one of the 613 mitzvot that we have in the Torah, is to do teshuva. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, and tells Reuben, you know, you started teshuva, your great-grandson, Hoshea, will announce the concept of teshuva. The Ari says like this, that really the whole thing is a mistake. I say, it doesn't refer to Reuben doing teshuva, that actually that he is sorry that he moved the bed. This is, you know, teshuva, the teshuva like this, Kain did, and Adam HaRishon did, to regret is easy. Of course, everybody, if Hashem does something bad, of course, it's easy to regret it. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never ask us just, you know, to regret. I mean, if we don't regret, it means something's wrong with us. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to confess. The confession, the explanation is, you know, I'm sorry what I did. So what do you think? Hashem will not expect you to say, I'm sorry. Of course you have to say you're sorry. Otherwise it's nothing. And to say you're sorry means nothing if you're not sorry. So of course you have to be sorry. So it's not called teshuva. It says in the Torah like this, when the brothers wanted to sell Yosef, Reuben came, and Reuben told them, please don't kill him. He says, please throw him into the pit. So the Torah says, why did Reuben tell them to throw them into the pit? The Torah emphasizes, Latzilomi Adam, to save Yosef from the hands of the brothers, Lehashivo El Aviv, to bring him back to his father. Says Dari, that's the Gemara says it. What it means, that Reuben started and opened the concept of teshuva, is not teshuva of somebody who regrets. That's easy. Besides, that makes sense and common sense to regret. Anybody does something bad, of course he regrets it. Otherwise, something's wrong with him. But here the Torah says something else. The Torah says that Reuben is trying to save Yosef. But he's not trying to save Yosef just to save Yosef. This by itself is a concept. The brothers, they want to kill Yosef. And Reuben is going to come. He says, don't kill our brother. So that's enough. The Torah would have said, Lehatzilo miyagam, to save Yosef from the hand. But the Torah continues, and the Torah says, Lehashivo el aviv. Reuben wanted to return Yosef to his father. This is called teshuva. So the idea is, it's not just to save Yosef. I said, the Torah should have just said, you know, Reuben wanted to save Yosef. But the Torah continues that Reuben had in mind, he wants to return Yosef to his father. Of course, if it means to save him, he's going back to his father. Of course, if he's going to save him, he's going to go back. It says, why did the Torah have to tell you that he's saving Yosef in order to return Yosef to his father? So that's what it means, really, what the Torah tells us before. The Israel avet Yosef mikol banav, that Yaakov loved Yosef, given skunim lo. Says the Gemara, Yaakov taught Yosef all the Torah that he learned in the yeshiva of Shem Vayevir. And he, Yaakov, in a way, loved Yosef more than he loved everybody else for any reason that he had in his head. So actually, what it means is that this is what the Torah wants to tell you. The Torah doesn't tell you that Reuben wants to save Yosef. Reuben wants to bring Yosef back to his father because his father loves him so much. And because his father learned with him all the time. So that's what the Gemara means. Ata patachta b'tshuvat chila, the Torah, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Reuben, you started to open teshuva. Sorry, the Gemara says, not teshuva means regret. That everybody thinks it means that Reuben regrets that he moved the bed, and it refers to Reuben wearing sack and doing ta'anit, he doesn't eat. It doesn't refer to that. It refers to Hashivo El Aviv, when the Torah says that he wants to bring Yosef back to his father. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, your great-grandson, that Hoshea, that will be read in after Ram, is going to make a new concept of Teshuvah, what the Gemara says, that if somebody forgets to confess on Yom Kippur, one opinion in the Gemara, it doesn't matter. Yom Kippur has so much power that that power was given to us as a day of returning back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just that we regret. It says, I'm sorry, I did something. That's a very low level of a person that comes, it's an honest person, he comes in front of Hashem and says, I'm sorry, I did something. But this is not what Yom Kippur is all about. Yom Kippur is all about that if you come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as your father. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur emphasizes his fatherhood to Am Yisrael, to people. Not only to Am Yisrael, to people. It says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us he's the father. And then Hoshea said, you know, if you do Teshuvah, it means not Teshuvah that you regret, that people think, okay, do Teshuvah. Teshuvah is a must. If a person does something wrong, it's normal, it's common sense he should regret, and he should ask forgiveness, either from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or from whoever he did something bad. But this is nothing. This is just part one. Part two, that is most important thing, is you come back to the good relationship that you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Rambam writes in his commentary. It says a person can be very wicked, but and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like what he does, even the good thing that he does. But when he does Teshuvah, says the Rambam in his commentary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him so much. I says, listen, why I should love you so much? Excuse me. If you take it an example, two people had a fight, and they didn't like each other. And then each one asked forgiveness from his friend. But the love that they had before they had the fight usually does not come back. Usually, you know, it has something in the heart that, you know, okay, I stay away from the guy. I'm not going to be his friend. I'm not his enemy. I'm not going to fight with him. But you can expect me to be his best friend. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opposite. Says the Rambam, on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you back and loves you in a way maybe more than he loved you before you sinned. That's what the Gemara says. The place that somebody does Teshuvah stands on, even Tzaddik does not stand. That means, says the Rambam in his commentary, but the Gemara says, you know, somebody did something bad and he regrets. Hashem loves him more from someone that never sinned. So what it means is, because to return back to your father after you cut the relationship with him, it's harder. And the father always loves the son so much, and he expects the son to come back. So this is routine. If your son is always next to you, it's normal. But if somebody left the house and ran away, and the father was looking for years, and then he comes back, of course, it's normal that the father loves him more because he missed him, because he left. That's what the Gemara says. If somebody, Chas Shalom, did something bad and he comes back, it's not that he comes because he regrets. Regrets is nothing. What it means, it comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a father. And that was the concept of Reuven, that he understood, it's not just to save Yosef. We have to bring Yosef back to Yaakov Avinu. That's really called Teshuvah. There's some of say that he made Teshuvah, he says, you do Teshuvah. So people take it for granted. It means, okay, say you're sorry. The sorry is nothing. Sorry is a normal thing, it's common sense. The idea is not the sorry, the idea is to come back to our father, to come back to the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Navi Malachi, says after Yitchem Et Yisrael, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you very much, that we say every morning, every evening, Abat Olam Haftanu Hashem Elokeinu. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love us so much. It says, and you went away. You went away, now you come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, besides the confession that we say we're sorry, we say we want to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Rambam writes in his commentary. It says that a person has to know that he has to run back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea is not, you know, okay, I'm coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says like you see a little baby that he didn't see his parents, he runs back to the parents after he didn't see the parents. It says on Yom Kippur, the concept of Yom Kippur The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if we run back to him. As a father, we come back to him. And therefore, this opinion in the Gemara says, you know, even if you don't confess, it's nothing, because this is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you back. Of course, we would like to confess, we would like to say, listen, I'm sorry. But can you imagine, Chas Shalom, a son did something bad to the father, and he left the house, and he comes back, and he rings the bell, so the father would not say, okay, are you sorry what you did before you left the house? He would never say that. He says, thank God you came back. That's called Teshuvah. The Teshuvah is not the confession. The confession is a condition that it shows that you want to come back. But the opinion of the Gemara, even if you didn't confess, it doesn't mean anything. The one opinion of the Gemara says, Yom Kippur atzmuto mechaper. The day of Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us such a day. And this was the accomplishment of Moshe Rabbeinu. The accomplishment of Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim that Hashem not only will forgive us, that Hashem should love us and Hashem should take us back to Him. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah in his book he says, we hope that you have a desire for us to come back to you and you appreciate us. Because Hashem can forgive somebody, but he said, you know, I forgive you, but you know, stay away from me. I don't bother you, you don't bother me. But the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be as a father to son. As a father to son, that means that you come back to the house, you come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this was the concept that Hashem gave us Yom Kippur. So of course, if we recall, the Gemara says that Nadav Abihu, the children of Aaron, one of the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset at them, they said, we would like already to rule Am Israel, and we want our father to die. They were talking between themselves. They said, we want to lead Am Israel, because Moshe's children were not in the right level like Moshe Rabbeinu, and they felt that they are on the level of the father Aharon. And they say, you know, we would like our father to die already because we want to lead. So this is a damage, what we call in fatherhood, in the relationship between the father and the son. And they died. It's one of the reasons that Gemara said they died because of that. So what it means is, you don't have the feeling of a father. So you can't have the feeling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Nadav Avihu went, and they sacrificed the spices without permission, they weren't dressed properly, they drank so much wine, they did not take a haircut. All these things is just to show that you don't have the relationship with your father and you don't have the respect for your father. Here they don't have, the Gemara says they don't have the respect to the real father, the father Aharon, they don't have the respect.
So the only two children here?
It's four. Two died. Not about you. So the Torah tells us, you should know, after they die, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells us the halachot and the procedure that was done in Beit HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. It says, Hashem tells Moshe, you know, go tell Aaron, that's how you come. You can't just come to the holiest of the holiest in Beit HaMikdash just like that. You need preparation. You have to take a bull, you have to take a sheep, you have to take goats, you have to take another sheep. It says all together 15 animals you have to bring on Yom Kippur. And the Kohen HaGadol, he has to do the job, because he is the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a son to a father. And he has to get the forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he is our representative as a son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Torah tells you. The Torah tells you, you should know, after Aaron's children died, Hashem goes, Moshe, listen, Moshe, there's a job on Yom Kippur. There's a job on Yom Kippur to do, like this, do this. So what, this has nothing to do with the death of the children. That has to do with the relationship between the father and the son. That has to do how you should respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara says. This is the love that a person have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the respect that a person has to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that means that you know who is your father. That says the bigger the father is, the more respect you give to the father. But it's not the concept of respect. It's the concept of relationship between father and son. So Kam Dariya says you should know that's the whole concept of Yom Kippur. Well, the Torah, but the Gemara said it was the biggest day, or the Hashem gave us the Torah. I says, that's what we say. I says, we say in the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, and He gave us the Torah. So it means the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a second set of the Luchot. It's not just a replacement of the first set that Hashem broke. It showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. That's why He gave it to us. He didn't give it to us just because to replace the first. The first broke, big deal, so. No, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give them another set of the Luchot to show how much you love them. And that's what we say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love us so much, and you give us the Torah. I says, that's what the Gemara says. Yom Kippur is the best day of the year. It says, why? Because Hashem gave me Torah. I says, why? It's not just a replacement of the Luchot that was broken. It means we resume the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a father. And that's what the Halachot of Yom Kippur, that we can understand a little bit. And I says, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the Torah that we shouldn't eat anything. Don't eat. Well, that's the halacha, don't eat, don't drink. Mainly, don't eat, don't drink. Comes the halacha, comes the Gemara and says, okay, how much I'm not allowed to eat? The Gemara says the size of the food that you should not eat is the size of a date. Size of a date. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to ask you a question. Let's say it's a giant, Og Melech HaBashan. For him, you know, he doesn't eat a date. When he eats, it's a tree. I says, how about a midget? I says, a midget doesn't even eat a date. Nothing. So tell me, how much really a person should not be allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? The Torah says, v'initem et nafshotechem. The Torah says, don't eat anything. And so called, what it means maybe, is your soul should not have pleasure. So how much? It depends. So everybody would say, no, it depends. If a giant, to have a date is nothing. He doesn't have any pleasure from one date. If you give a giant when he's hungry, a date is nothing. It doesn't do anything to him. I says, nevertheless, the size, says Shulchan Aruch, says the Gemara, is what you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, is the size of a date. Less than a date if you eat, it means nothing. It doesn't matter the size of the person. So how can it be? What do you mean size of the person? It says you have a giant. You know, Og Gemara says, Og Melech HaBashan. Og Melech HaBashan. A giant, a major guy. What do you think a date does to him? Nevertheless, that's the halacha. I says, Dari, because the idea on Yom Kippur is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to reach a level. I says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu always, that's what we say, 13 Midot, Hashem, Hashem, Ked Rachum Hanun. He says, a person should try to be like his father. Usually a son imitates his father. And so in Yom Kippur, really, of course, what it means is we're not allowed to eat and drink. But actually, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us in a way to be something close to Him. In Shamayim, nobody eats. It says the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he repeats, and he tells the history of Am Yisrael. He says, you know, I was in Shamayim, I was in the sky, and 40 days and 40 nights, altogether 120 days, 120 nights, he didn't eat nothing. He didn't eat. Says the Gemara, what do you think? He wasn't hungry? Of course he was hungry. But he said, he came to Shamayim, he came to the sky, he was up in Shamayim, talking, learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't do with your father. If your father doesn't eat, you don't eat. He says, you do as a respect. You've tried to imitate your father. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never eats. The angels, that's why the angels don't eat upstairs. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Gemara, came upstairs, he doesn't eat. As a respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as so-called the relationship with the father, he says, he doesn't have breakfast, how can you have a breakfast? Yom Kippur, this is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us how much He loves us, and gave us a second set of the Luchot, as to show us that the relationship was resumed with Him, as a father and a son, as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, you know, If you did a sin, it means you went away from me. If you want to do teshuva, is what Reuven said. It's not, I regret. It's, I want to bring back Yosef to his father, because his father loves him so much, and because his father taught him the Torah that he learned. So this is the Gemara in Masechet Avodah. I say, somebody's going to ask you, really, tell me the truth. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What does he do, really? What does he do? I mean, if you really think about it, it says, what does really HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? This is an entity. We don't know what it is. It's a mess of energy. But there's an entity called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created this world. Very nafash. He says, no. Baruch Hu Hashemayim Baruch. He doesn't create anything anymore. So what really he does? Says the Gemara, he learns Torah and he teaches Torah to Neshamot. The Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, Hashem will teach us Torah. It says that because the concept of Torah is Hashem loves us so much. It says Hashem gave us the Torah because He loves us so much. It says in Yom Kippur, Hashem resumed the relationship as a father to a son, and He gave us a second set of the Luchot. So as a respect, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You did something that you went away from home. Now you want to come back to home. You come back home. It's not that I have to forgive you, not to forgive you. I want to see if you really want to come back home. Coming back home is like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he visited upstairs the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Torah, he didn't eat no bread, he didn't drink any water. He says, if you eat, doesn't matter. You can be a giant and you can be a midget. He says, if you take something into your mouth, what it means is you don't feel the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to feel like Moshe Rabbeinu felt when he was up there, like an angel. So the Chachamim say you should wear white clothing, like an angel. It's right, I'm an angel, you're not an angel. But it's because you're going to wear white clothing on Yom Kippur, and you think you're going to be an angel. You're not an angel. It says no. I says the concept of an angel, that they dwell around the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they dwell around the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means they prove it that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the Father. As I say, a person in Yom Kippur reaches this level that he comes back to his Father. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves it so much. And that's the whole concept. Not I'm not allowed to eat because I should suffer. Hashem would not ask us to suffer because the Father never wants his son to suffer. And the Father will never tell his son, don't eat, so you disappear, and you left the house, and you did something bad to me. Now you come back to me and says, okay, as a punishment, don't eat. So son said, you know what? I'm not coming home, goodbye. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never ask us to fast, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to suffer. What it means is, via this Ta'anit that we don't eat and drink, we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to come back to Him, and to resume the relationship. And this is the halachot, really, of Yom Kippur. And this is what the Torah tells us. It says, Yom Kippur is the chaper al nafshutechem. It's to have a forgiveness. But it's not the purpose to have forgiveness. The purpose is to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. If somebody says, okay, I sin, I do teshuva, says the Rambam, you know, he will never be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as doing teshuva. Same explanation means, you know, it's not serious. He said, I did the sin, I'm going to regret. I'm going to do another one, I'm going to regret. So that means that person is not normal. It means that the man is not stable. Says the Gemara says, no, he cannot have teshuva. What it means is not that. Because that's we're not talking about a person that, you know, that is not normal. He says, I'm going to sin, I'm going to teshuva. He says, it's much deeper than that. It says, going to sin and do teshuva, it means I'm going to sin and I'm going to regret. I'm going to sin, I'm going to regret. It means nothing. Because the regret, to regret is not the regret. The regret is the one step. It says, you have to complete the step. The step is to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person said, I'm going to sin, I'm going to regret, it means he doesn't fulfill the concept of teshuva. Teshuva doesn't mean regret. Teshuva means coming back home, coming back to his to your father. You know, if you don't do it, it means you didn't do nothing. So if somebody said, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to come back, he can't come back and says, I'm going to leave. He says, you don't knock on your father's door and says, here I am, but I'm going to leave tomorrow morning again. He says, why do you come home? He said, you tell your father, listen, I'm here, and tomorrow I'm leaving. So I said, please don't come. I don't invite him. I'm going to miss you again. Again, you're going to run away from the house. So he says, this is what our custom is at the end of Yom Kippur, end of Ne'ilah, we blow the shofar. I blow the shofar. I says, what it means is, it means that on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back to us as a father, and he dwells among us. At the end of Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back to his place. I says, actually, in Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really comes and dwells around us. I says, the whole idea of Yom Kippur is not when Yom Kippur is going to be over. He says, really, who we accepted back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I says, that's Hashem gave us the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to prepare ourselves to the concept to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not 10 days of Teshuvah. I says, then there's only 10 days of Teshuvah. Teshuvah, it takes 1 minute. Teshuvah, it takes 1 minute. But for a person to really understand that he has to come back all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that process, it says, to break the fence or to break the iron wall between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, takes time. It's not a switch. Okay, I regret. Regret is nothing. Regret is a step. It says, but to say that you want to really resume the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a father to son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his wisdom, Chachamim say, you know, that's called Aseret HaMetshuvah. Those days, a person has to work on himself to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, you should pray more, you should do more tzedakah, you should do more good things. It's only in order to prepare us to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what really happened. Time of Shlomo HaMelech, I think tomorrow is the day that he opened Bet HaMikdash. No, it's not tomorrow. It's Thursday, I'm sorry. Thursday, it's Chet B'Tishrei. The 8th day of Tishrei, Shlomo opened Bet HaMikdash. On Yom Kippur, 2 days later, Shlomo told everybody, you can eat. And they all ate. All eight. Shlomo was a Navi, and after the eight, there's no information why they listened to him, but they do, the information that we do have is that after the eight, they all regretted. And they said, well, how can you eat? It's one of the 613 mitzvot in the Torah. Is you have to fast on Yom Kippur. Comes the Rambam, and when he talks about Ilchot Megillah on Purim, he said, Mashiach will come, you can have no Yom Kippur. No Yom Kippur. I said, Shlomo did it. He said, don't fast. I said, because actually Yom Kippur is not a mitzvah not to eat. This is a condition to show the relationship you and your father. So when Shlomo opened Bet HaMikdash, it was on the 8th day of Tishrei, and the fire came back from Shamayim. The same fire that was on Har Sinai, the same fire when Moshe opened up the Mishkan, and Navi says the Kohanim could not even enter Bet HaMikdash because of the fire, because of the cloud, because of the smoke. And it says what it really showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is back. It says that the idea of Yom Kippur was fulfilled already before Yom Kippur. 2 days before. When Shlomo opened Bet HaMikdash, everybody saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells around us. But it doesn't mean just Shekhinah. It says, you know, the holiness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his energy came back. But actually what it means is, you build Bet HaMikdash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you build for him HaKadosh, Bet HaMikdash, it means you have a house for your father. That's what really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he told us to build the Mishkan, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you know, I like to dwell around you. But actually what it means is like a father wants to dwell around the son. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anywhere. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to build Bet HaMikdash, that's the idea. The idea is, he is our father. The father usually lives next to the son. As is when Shlomo opened Bet HaMikdash, he told him, listen, 2 days later, it's not necessary to fast in Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, the concept was to reach the level of relationship with your father. You reached it already. You reached the level. You don't have to fast. And that really what Am Yisrael did not understand, that this was the concept. And the Gemara says that they heard, each one heard in his ear, it's called a bat call, like a voice, a sound in his ear, you did the right thing. You did the right thing. He didn't have to fast. Even though it's one of the 630 mitzvot to fast, says the Rambam, when Mashiach will come, you don't need to fast. Because it's not, the fast is not just to forgive the sins. The fast is to show that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell among us. And says, this is the whole idea of Yom Kippur. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to say, listen, do this because you have to be like an angel. It's not that I can be like an angel. It's like an angel dwells around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I dwell around him. He dwells next to me because he's my father. And says, that level a person can reach in Yom Kippur if, says the Rambam, says the Gemara, if he does the preparation on a certain mitzvah on those days, it says he reached that level. So it's not teshuvah just to know I regret the sin. Teshuvah means to come back home. Coming back home, this is the ultimate forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we say, Salachti Kedvarecha. I says, you take it, people take it for granted. He says, Hashem, they forgave us, he forgave us. I says, Rabbi, you now forgave us is nothing. He says, somebody forgives you and he doesn't resume the relationship with you, you don't feel good and you didn't accomplish anything. You see, after you did something bad to your friend, you should resume the relationship with him. It's not okay. I called my friend. I said, forgive me. I forgive you. Goodbye. I don't want to hear from you anymore. That's not called teshuva. Teshuva means, says the Rambam, you should not feel anything in your heart. It says, in your heart, you should come back all the way to the beginning of the relationship with that person that you loved him so much and you liked him so much and you had a relationship with him as a friend. It says the same thing as Yom Kippur. That's the concept of Yom Kippur. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Averot Shevin Adam L'Chavro in Yom Kippur Mechaper. It says, listen, if somebody did something to his friend, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forgive him on Yom Kippur. He says, why? Why? What it has to do? Of course it means, you know, this has to do with my friend. But it's much deeper than that. It says, if you don't resume relationship with your friend, it means, how could you resume relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It says, you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you don't resume the relationship. It's not that you didn't forgive. I forgive the guy. It says, no. It says, you have to do the way the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a person that comes back to him more than the person that never went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because to resume the relationship, the love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's harder. I said, that's the halacha. I said, if a person did something to his friend, he has to go and ask forgiveness. And I just, okay, I forgive you. I said, I forgive you. He said, you have to resume the relationship. You have to have the same love that you have with his friend. You have to have now as you had before. I says, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you, says the Ari, says the Rambam, and also behaves to you the same way. And he also resumed the relationship. So this is just a mirror effect. The way you behave to your friend, the way Hashem behaves to you. You can't hate anybody, and you cannot keep any hatred in your system, because otherwise it doesn't mean that you come back to the relationship, to the love with your friend. It says the whole thing of Yom Kippur is to resume with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the relationship with the father to the son, and then if we do it, Mashiach will come right away. מה החתימה הטובה? שנה טובה.